Okay, let's start to discuss for to discuss the theory of personality and applications for the Maslow hierarchies of needs and its applications to the level three of analysis, needs for affiliations or needs for social needs or needs of belonging. Needs for belongings or affiliations or social needs. After physiological and safety needs have been fulfilled, the third level of human needs is social and involve feelings of belongingness, the needs for interpersonal relationship motivators, behavior. Based on the principles from the high school level that you learned in sociology, everyone learned the same principles that as human being is, we are social animal, I would say. One of the distinctive qualifications of social animal, comparing to the other kinds of animal, is they cannot survive alone, or we cannot survive alone. So far, we need for social interactions for our survive. For the jogging issue that I would say is what, for example, during the times of my lecture, it doesn't matter how prohibits that I enforce you as a class disciplines or how blames of myself to your undisciplined behavior, but it seems to be unavoidable. It seems to be useless for me because all of you or most or majorities of you, not just only focus for me, you still communicate with your social network. You still communicate with your friends around all the times. This already exactly substantiate exactly, or I would say for joking, one of the issue which has made human being really stressed in is social interactions, especially due to the COVID situation for the moment that the governments around the world or anti-government allow for the prohibitions of social distancing. Yet, you might argue that. Yes, Ajahn's social network by chit chats through Facebook, it's also social interactions. But however, some of you might realize that yet, even though you have an opportunity for connecting as the worlds of globalizations, but in some certain level, such a kinds of network communications through social media cannot compensate with encountering or face-to-face interactions. That means most of you can raise the answers within your mind that face-to-face interaction it's more so. But however, even though your Generation Z that we already discussed in the previous chapters, you are really keen in technology and you already close it with technology, social network. Yet maybe social network communications can substitute in some certain level about face-to-face. But if you trace back to the previous generations, for example, your grandfather, grandmother, which is in the baby boomers generation or traditionalist generations, in that generations, which is the some of them have the problems of technology, especially for the current situations, which they have no opportunity to interact face to face, this can create a seriousness for them, stress for them. But for your case, as the Generation Z, maybe lower. But however, it doesn't matter in which generations. Yet, as a human being, we need for social interactions because we are social animals, belongingness, social interactions that we need. That means this is the first meaning of belongingness, social needs, or needs for affiliations, that we need social interactions, not only for needs for social interactions. Okay, the social network by digital can substitute in some certain level, or maybe almost no problems in terms of Generation Z, but create the critical problems for the baby boomer or traditionalist. That's the first meaning, that social animals. The second meanings, which is another keywords within the love and belongingness needs, is belongingness. That means as in social animals, not just only human being need for social interactions, but they need to be belongingness. เราต้องประเด็นที่สองของการมีความต้องการทางด้านสังคมของมนุษย์ก็คือการเป็น การรู้สึกว่าตัวเองเป็นสมาชิกของกลุ่มก้อนใดกลุ่มก้อนหนึ่ง need for to be belongingness what does this mean the second meanings of belongingness needs or social needs or needs for affiliation is human being needs to be belonged to any groups of peoplesthey don't want to be alone. For example, within your batch, Bachelor of Economics, English program comprised of 60 persons. So if it's not that versed, it's really rare numbers of people that they can survive alone. But actually, they don't want to be alone. At least you have groups of closest friends, the groups of insider, which is you are the closing members of that groups of persons, maybe two, three or five persons.That you need to participate, you need to share some things. When you get an assignment from teacher, this group of people is the first group that you think you're going to communicate and participate or discuss with them. This is the first group of people, which is the belongingness of closed persons. Okay, the tightening, หรือความหนาแน่นความกระชับแน่นแน่นแฟนของสัมพันธภาพ the tightening of bonds with you yourself tightening of bond ก็คือความแน่นความกระชับหรือความใกล้ชิดของความเป็นสัมพันธภาพ the tightening of bonds of you yourself and the first groups of people which is so called close person is really tightening that means you want to participate with these groups of people for every day for the whole days when you have any issue discuss gossip talk at the backThis group of people is the first group that you think for. That means you need for belongingness. This is the second meaning. Not only belongingness to the close persons. As a group of Bachelor of Economics, it's okay, the level of tightening of bond for the second class, it might not the closest persons comparing to the close persons, which is your small groups. But however, within the groups of the same batch of Bachelor of Economics, you need to be belongingness when you have some things about the class issues. When the teacher assigns something, you need to participate. You want to participate and share some idea with. Yes, even though this is the second class of tightening of bond.แม้จะอยู่ในกลุ่มที่สองของความกระชับแน่นแฟนของมิตรภาพ but you also want to be belongingness to be the groups of the same batch of 60 persons this is the rough pictures of the two idea of meaning of what it's needs for belongingness or needs for affiliations or social needs The examples include friendships, intimacy, trust and acceptance, receiving and giving affections and love, affiliating, being a part of the groups. Yet, as we discussed earlier, it doesn't matter, small groups, which is your tightening of bond is closed. And the second class of group, which is classmates, co-workers within the same batch.Yet you need to share the keywords within this example. It's you want to share some friendship. Sorry, you want to be acceptance in some certain level. You want to eager to participate, and yet it's not that really. What does this mean? Acceptance within this sense, it's not that really your friend recognized you that much, but you need something which is.Yet, when your friends, the needs in the level of belongingness or social needs in some certain level, you can get socialized to them. You need some sociable. คือพูดคุยกันได้มีอะไรทักทายโอภาปราศัยกันได้ลักษณะนั้นนะครับก็คือ you need some certain levels of bond, which is, yes, acceptance, at least even though it's not that much.Closed, but you have some social etiquette in participate sociable to each other. This is the substantiations of the fundamental meaning, two ideas of meanings of belongingness, need for affiliation or social needs. The slide number 14. All of us need others in order to enjoy life, to feel comfortable at work, and to fit into social groups. We want other company acceptance and affirmations, and we want to give acceptance and affirmations to others. Yet, this is definitely agree with the statement that I already discussed from the previous slides. Okay, let me expand a little bit for more understanding. You want to feel comfortable at work. Need of belonging needs made you to be what you're gonna feel comfortable when you participate in the class or in your work. Please make the imaginations. Maybe this is nature of Thai people, which is one joking. In the classrooms of high school, which is most of the school set the chair or the desk of the student as the pair basis, 2 by 2. But unfortunately, if some classes, for example, Mathayum 5/1, have the class number of 51 persons, it's maybe unfortunately there are one person because out of the seat in the classroom in the high school level is set with the 2 by 2 basis. They are the unlucky one persons that they have to spend alone on the desk, and that person's not feel really comfortable. Okay, it might not that really serious for his or her, which is just sit alone as an odd digit, odd number. But however, that person's gonna feel uncomfort in some certain level, because you at the depths of your heart, you feel in some certain level that you are not belonging to the groups of the class. That's why your friends separate you to be just one, cannot find any pair to close. Okay, social needs or needs for belonging needs or affiliate needs for affiliations. It means people want to feel comfortable at work. That means you need some socials. You need to interact with the other because, by the nature of human being, you don't want to be alone. As you have an opportunity to interact, you have friends. That means you feel comfort in some certain level because you can realize yourself that you are one participant of that group. It doesn't matter. How about the level of tightening of the bond? ภาษาไทยก็คือว่าบางทีคนเราเนี่ยการมีเพื่อนไม่ว่าจะที่ทำงานหรือที่เรียนเนี่ยมันก็จะทำให้เรารู้สึกว่าเราอบอุ่นใจนิดนึงเราจะรู้สึกว่าเราไม่โดดเดี่ยวมากแม้ว่าจริงไม่ได้สำคัญที่ว่ากลุ่มนั้นจะเป็นกลุ่มที่สนิทใกล้ที่สุดแบบที่หนึ่งอย่างที่ครูว่าเมื่อสักครู่หรือกลุ่มที่มีความกระชับของสายสัมพันธ์ที่ไม่ได้แน่นมากแบบที่สองก็ตามแต่ว่าถ้าใครแต่ด้วยความธรรมชาติของมนุษย์ทุกคนต้องการเพราะว่าทุกคนต้องการ fit in to be the groups of associations นั่นเองนะ that we want other company we need other company we need acceptance เราต้องการเป็นที่ยอมรับในเป็นสมาชิกคนหนึ่งของสังคมอย่างที่ครูว่าเมื่อสักครู่นี้นะ this idea leads to another statement interpersonal communication introduce us to idea that broaden perspective what does this mean for this statement so since you needto be belongingness or you need to be the groups need to be acceptance in some certain level to be the participant or the members of the groups such a things that you have to express for as a human being is you have to concern for interpersonal communications how to make the interpersonal communication properly for examplintroduce us to idea that broaden your perspective. It's maybe sometimes when you communicate with others, you have to express such a kind of acceptance for the ideas of the others in some certain level. If we trace back to the previous theory, that means you're supposed to play yourself as an assertive.Even though sometimes that statement that the other said in your perspective, it's not that really accepted and recognized by your mindsets. But as a social good social etiquette, you have to, as a good social etiquette on the basis of assertive communication type, you're supposed to express some certain level of pay attention and close series to that statement until the end of the statement.And after that, it doesn't matter you agree or not. You just express your idea later on. This is one example of acceptance about the ideas of the others, which is serve for the belongingness, social needs of the others. If you want to be a group's belongingness to be a group, this basic etiquette, it seems to be really needed. The critical thinking of this is... What should be the connotations of communication, sharing idea to get a good friend, or just talk, no need for me in any keep in touch with him. Yet these two ideas, which is invert versus sharing idea to get a good friend, which is I already discussed in the previous slides, as you need to be belonging net. It doesn't matter how tightening is a bond for the first or the second layers, but you show your acceptance on the basis, on the platforms of assertive communications, behavior, communication type, you're gonna get a good belonging net. But on the other side, you're not supposed to yet. It's on the right hand, just talk, no need for me in keep in touch with him. This may be the connotation of aggressive. Why you do like that as an assertive, as I discussed earlier? Because you want to keep in touch with your friends long term. What does this mean, keep in touch with your friends long term? ครูขอพูดภาษาไทยก่อนเนาะบางทีคนเราเนี่ยก็อาจจะไม่ได้คิดว่าอาจารย์ขาหนูไม่ได้อยากจะคบอินี่ในระยะยาวเอามันออกจากโลกหนูก็ได้หนูไม่ได้ซีเรียสการคิดอย่างนั้นเป็นสิ่งที่ผิดไหมครูก็บอกว่ามันไม่ใช่สิ่งที่ผิดนักแต่มันก็ไม่ได้สมควรถ้ามันไม่จำเป็นทำไมนะการคิดอย่างนั้นเป็นสิ่งที่ผิดไหมมันไม่ใช่สิ่งที่ผิดนักแต่มันก็ไม่สมควรถ้ามันไม่จำเป็นเพราะว่าโดยธรรมชาติข้อหนึ่งของคนในสังคมไม่ว่าเราจะอยู่ในสังคมอะไรก็ตามเราจะชอบหน้าเขาหรือไม่ชอบหน้าเขาก็ตามเราจำเป็นจะต้องเจอหน้าคุณคนนั้นอีกไม่มากก็น้อยในระยะยาวให้จำคำนี้ไว้อาจารย์คะหนูคิดว่าหนูจะไม่ได้คบมันระยะยาวหนูก็ชักสีหน้าใส่มันเลยจบไม่ต้องเจอหน้ากันก็ได้ทำถูกไหมคะครูก็ไม่ได้บอกว่าสิ่งนี้มันผิดจนเกินไปนักแต่มันก็ไม่ได้ถูกถ้ามันไม่ได้จำเป็นถึงขั้นนั้นจริงๆเพราะเราจำเป็นจะต้องพบหน้ากันอีกในระยะยาวนี่คือการความเข้าใจในเชิงภาษาไทยซึ่งครูจะขอปูพื้นคำนี้ไปก่อนเนาะเพราะฉะนั้นการที่เราจะมีทักษะเชิงสังคมในการเติมเต็มความรู้สึกทางด้านสังคมให้กับคนอื่นเป็นเรื่องสำคัญเพราะทุกคนก็ต้องการความต้องการทางสังคมเป็นส่วนหนึ่งของกลุ่มถ้าไม่ได้จำเป็นถึงขั้นนั้นจริงๆเราก็คงไม่จำเป็นจะต้องไปภาษาไทยใช้คำว่าหักหาน้ำใจทำให้คนอื่นเขารู้สึกว่าอยู่นอกกลุ่มมากจนเกินไปนักอันนี้คือคำแปลภาษาไทย so how about the translation in English for the mentioned statementJust talk, no need for me in keep in touch with him in long terms. Some of you might raise the questions to me that, Achan, I don't want to keep in touch. Yes, I have many friends too close. For him, it's no need. If he expressed any conflict with me too much, okay, it just broke the relationship, that's it. This idea is correct. Because it's had no any impact to me. If you ask for me, I would say that this is not not correct, but it's not necessary if the situation is not that worst. In some certain level, because you have to think that as a businessman, it's maybe for many cases, it's unavoidable for you to have to interact or touch, see that person's more or less in the future. That means if the situation is not that worst. I think it's not that really proper to you to express such a kind of broken the relationship like that. Alright, because we're not sure that one day in the future what gonna be happened. Right. So if it's not that worst, keep in touch or balance about your socials bonding. I think it's really good. This is the meaning. That means the critical thinking of these slides. What is the conclusions of these slides? This is means as a human being, you're gonna serve for the social needs for the others by take balance between these two things, open the opportunity for the others to share some idea. If the situation is not that worse, you're not supposed to broken the relationship, because when we look on the other side about yourself, you yourself also need the need for affiliations as well, right? Okay, this is the explanations of these slides. Okay, next. The applications of social love affiliative needs in the workplace. Sorry. Once basic needs, security needs have been met, employees seek to meet their needs for belongings and love. Employee must feel comfortable with their co-workers and their supervisor, even if don't like or get along with everybody. They need to feel like they belong and are loved by at least some of the people they work with. If an employee feels alienated from the company, she may not do her best work. This is still doubly important when it comes to employer-employee relationships. If employees don't feel their boss value them or their contributions, they don't want to do their job. They won't want to do that job. Okay, what is the key message of this slide? The key message of this slide that we're going to focus is feel comfortable with their co-workers and their supervisor. Yes, the feel belongingness as a worker, as an employee, is not just only close with your co-workers or class colleagues, but within the same times, you're supposed to feel comfortable with your supervisor or your boss as well. That means, as the concept that we discussed earlier, acceptance for the ideas of the others is one of the really critical manner social etiquette, which makes you yourself get the perceptions or you พวกภาษาไทยก็คือว่าการที่เราแสดงการยอมรับความคิดเห็นของคนอื่นนะโดยยืนอยู่บนพื้นฐานของบุคลิกภาพเช่นตัวอย่างจากสิ่งที่เราเรียนไปแล้วคือ assertive เนี่ยมันเป็นการซึ่งทำให้ผู้รับสารหรือคนที่เขามีปฏิสัมพันธ์กับเราเขาเกิดการรับรู้ได้ว่าเราให้ความเป็น belongingness กับเขาเราไปเติมเต็มความต้องการเชิงสังคมให้กับเขานั่นเองนะ that you make them feel belonging with such things that you do. It doesn't matter in which positions, because in the workplace you're gonna make a deal with your co-workers and supervisor. And another key message within this statement is at least some of the people they work with. What does this mean for this key message? They need to feel like belong and are loved by at least some of the people they work with. พูดภาษาไทยก่อนนะประโยคนี้ที่สำคัญเกี่ยวกับ social needs หรือ needs for belonging needs ประโยคนี้หมายความว่าอะไรนะThey need to feel like they belong and are loved by at least some person of the people they work with. มนุษย์ทุกคนรู้ด้วยจิตวิญญาณของตัวเองว่าจริงๆแล้วเมื่อฉันอยู่ในกลุ่มสังคมกลุ่มใดกลุ่มหนึ่งเนี่ยฉันไม่สามารถที่จะทำให้คนทุกคนรักฉันได้หรอกแต่อย่างน้อยก็มีคนบางคนรักฉันก็แล้วกันอันนี้คือความหมายของประโยคนี้คือมันเป็นไปไม่ได้ที่มนุษย์จะถูกเมื่ออยู่ในสังคมใดแล้วคนรอบข้างรักเขาหมดทุกคนเป็นไปไม่ได้เพราะฉะนั้นเมื่อเป็นไปไม่ได้มนุษย์แค่ต้องการที่จะรู้สึกว่านี่คือตามทฤษฎีนี้มนุษย์อาจอยากจะแค่รู้สึกถูกรักโดยคนบางคนเท่านั้นนะ so it's but the deepest of the hearts for every human being they know themselves that it's impossible for them to be loved from everyone around yes by the Charles Darwin's theory natural selections just only some persons that are gonna get acceptance or loved, but that's why that means. What does this mean for this? People, by the nature of this statement, people try to propose or expose themselves to create the strong tightening of bond with just some groups of people. This is the level that they already satisfied.คนจึงเลือกที่จะสนิทสนมหรือมีสัมพันธภาพอันแนบแน่นกับคนบางคนเท่านั้นแค่นี้ฉันก็พอใจแล้วคนมนุษย์ทุกคนไม่ได้จำถ้าคนทุกคนรักฉันน่ะมันคงเป็นสิ่งที่ดีแต่ในความเป็นจริงเมื่อมันเป็นไปไม่ได้ฉันจึงขอให้แค่คนบางคนหรือคนที่ฉันเลือกเนี่ยเขามีความสัมพันธ์อันแนบแน่นกับฉันก็พอแล้ว It's impossible for a human being to get a really close tightening of bond with everyone in the society that they expose but at least just some groups of people which is that in selective of him or her which is these groups of people pass the qualifying and made them welcome to expose with that's it that means this is the meaning for example the nature of your classSo, another thing is, this is doubly important when it comes to employee-employee relationships. The key statement, which is in the last statement of these slides. If employee don't feel their boss value them or their contributions, they won't want to do their jobs. in some certain level, employee-employer relationship, when you discuss, when you make a deal with your boss. Yes, พูดภาษาไทยก่อนเดี๋ยวกูจะแปลให้ฟังเพราะฉะนั้นในฐานะที่เราเป็นเมื่อวันหนึ่งเราไปทำงานสิ่งซึ่งผู้บังคับบัญชาจะต้องทำพูดง่ายภาษาไทยคือสิ่งที่ผู้บังคับบัญชาจะต้องทำแสดงออกเพื่อที่จะทำให้ผู้ใต้บังคับบัญชารู้สึกว่าเขาได้รับการเติมเต็มความต้องการด้านสังคมความต้องการ affiliative หรือ belongingness เนี่ยก็คืออย่างน้อยที่สุดคนที่เป็นหัวหน้าจะต้องทำไมแสดงความซับซึ้งหรือให้ค่าหรือฉันรู้นะว่าเธอตั้งใจทำงานแสดงการเติมเต็มบางอย่างหรือแสดงการขานรับบางอย่างเพื่อทำให้พนักงานรู้ว่าโอเคฉันเห็นสิ่งที่เธอทำในระดับนึงนะว่าเธอทำอะไรอาจจะไม่ได้ชื่นชมมากแต่ก็ฉันรู้นะว่าโอเค I know about your contributions What does this mean for this statement as an employee-employer relationships if you make the imaginations about yourself for many cases as an employee you expect some things about yet you contribute you do your work at least sometimes you need some kind ofOkay, your boss maybe it doesn't matter for serving that much or really appreciates because if it's truly appreciated or recognized, it's gonna be another level of esteem needs or ego needs that we're gonna learn later on for the next stage. It's not yet for the next stage of the expressions of the truly appreciations of the boss or express such a kind of high recognitions about such a things that you do.If it's in that level, I would say again, it's going to be in the level of fulfilling esteem needs or ego needs, which is we're going to learn for the next stage. But however, within this stage, such a things about the employer-employee relationship, the boss have to remind that at least you're supposed to express some things about, yes, I know about what things that you do to the company.What work that you do this is that it นี่คือความต้องการความเติมเต็มทางสังคม for example please think about yourself when any particular guy approach to any person a particular girl to be a boyfriend or girlfriend yet at the first stage yet that person who approach to that girl the boy may expect some things about her value for such a things that you do. For example, you wait for, pick up her before the end of the class. You never forget to send some kind of message to her to support her after class or during the times that you feel bad sometimes. So at the first stage, that guy maybe not that much expect for that girl supposed to be really recognized. Okay, you may expect that, but however, at least at the first stage,you may expect some things that she knows some things. After the read is up, that girl express back some things to you later on. Yes, thank you very much, and so forth. That means this is such a things that you needed. Right. Yes, this is such a things that human being expect, even though it's not that reached the level of self-esteem or ego needs, but...Within this level, it means like this. It needs some certain level of acceptance. This so far, this is the applications of socials or affiliative needs in the workplace. Okay, let me wrap up from the beginning. From the beginnings of this chapter, actually, we have another two layers of needs.The theory of personality and application for the Maslow hierarchy of needs theory, we have another remaining two levels of esteem needs or ego needs and needs for self-actualizations that we're going to talk precisely for next week for both the nature of the level of needs itself and the applications of that two level of needs at work, which is the last two remaining levels of needs that we're going to talk later on for next week.But however, within this week, such a things that we cover is the theory of the Maslow hierarchies of needs, which is we learned, which is actually comprised of five layers. Within these five layers, we have the summarizations of the theory. What is the remarks of the theory? right, which is the theory actually is originally learned from in the previous day, human being really confused about why so many kinds of needs of human being occur within the same times. Do it can be classified? What kinds of needs may be exist before some kinds of needs? This is the questions for Maslow. But after this is research questions, I would say Maslow should do the exploratory experiments and find out with these five rankings or classifications of five layers of needs, which is classified to be the lowest are physiological needs, security, affiliation, belongingness or social needs, ego needs, and ego needs or esteem needs, and self-actualizations by these five layers. Within these chapters, such a things that we learn is basically we learn about what is the contents of this theory. And as a student in personality development, not only for learn about the basic ideas of theory, you're gonna learn also learn about the applications of these theories in workplace. Which is up to now, we already cover the three layers so far. We already discussed which is physiological needs level and applications in the workplace, security needs level and its applications in the workplace, and belongingness, social or affiliated needs level and its applications in the workplace. So far, we already discussed. Yes, for the next week, the next parts, that we still use this material for discuss for another two remaining parts, which is ego need and or ego need or esteem needs and its applications in the workplace, and self-actualizations and its applications in the workplace, which is another two remaining part, which is we're gonna talk later on by use this material. And for next week, not only for this, that this material gonna discover for another two layers of needs and its applications, but also I'm gonna distribute you for another the new class materials of PowerPoint and sound clip, which is we're gonna talk later on. Okay, this is the end of this chapters.